With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Michigan presidential primary is tomorrow, and it will be a test of voter support for both front-running candidates.
If Donald Trump wins the Republican primary over Nikki Haley, who's starting to lose support from major donors, it would be five in a row.
USA! USA!
The Republican frontrunner told Michigan voters last week,
if you want to save America, then you must vote.
For President Joe Biden, it will be a test of the division in the Democratic Party over his support for Israel, as many Arab Americans who live in Michigan are planning protest votes. Voter Terry Johnson has this view.
I don't see the excitement that was there during the first time that Obama ran. What I see is despair. What I see is lack of hope.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Also at SRNNews.com, correspondent Julie Walker reports on the fight in Alabama over frozen embryos.
Alabama lawmakers on both sides of the aisle scrambling for ways to protect in vitro fertilization services after multiple providers paused treatment in the wake of a state Supreme Court ruling that frozen embryos could be considered children, facing a wave of shock and anger from the decision, including people who were in the process of undergoing IVF and were forced to stop. Separate proposals were being prepared in the State House and Senate that would seek to prevent a fertilized egg from being recognized as a human life or an unborn child until it's implanted in a woman's uterus. I'm Julie Walker.
On Wall Street, stocks are continuing to drift near record levels. The Dow ahead 11 points, the NASDAQ up 27. The S&P is 4 points in the red. This is SRN News. The State Department goes gender neutral.
According to a memo obtained by National Review, Secretary Anthony Blinken is warning employees not to use words that indicate gender. No more mother, father, manpower, or ladies and gentlemen. Blinken also wants State Department staff to take pains to use the proper pronouns for their colleagues, including, quote, she, her, he, him, they, them, ze, zur, and many others. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Grants College outside Philadelphia launching the first Master of Arts degree program in anti-Semitism studies in the U.S. Officials with the small private college say the program will help fill the vacuum of knowledge about anti-Semitism across Jewish, non-Jewish, and governmental organizations that are responsible for generating policy to combat the prejudice. This is SRN News. Idaho set to put a career criminal to death.
Barring a last-minute stay, 73-year-old Thomas Eugene Creech will be executed Wednesday after being on death row nearly 50 years. He'll be executed by lethal injection for killing a fellow prisoner with a battery-filled sock. Creech's killing of David Jensen, a disabled man, was his last in a broad path of destruction that saw Creech convicted of five murders in three states. Jason Walker reporting.
AT&T will give affected customers $5 each to compensate for last week's network outage. Many customers were left without cell phone service for hours on Thursday. The company now says it on its website that customers will get a $5 credit on their account within two billing cycles. AT&T blamed that outage on an error in coding, not a cyber attack. More details at SRNNews.com.